Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and before His church to witness the union of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. This is an honorable estate, instituted and blessed by God in paradise before humanity's fall into sin. In marriage, we see a picture of the communion between Christ and His bride, the Church. Our Lord blessed and honored marriage with His presence and first miracle at Cana in Galilee. This estate is also commended to us by the Apostle Paul as good and honorable. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into inadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for the mutual companionship, help, and support that each person ought to receive from the other, both in prosperity and adversity. Marriage was also ordained so that man and woman may find delight in one another. Therefore, all persons who marry shall take a spouse in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, for God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. For these reasons, God has established the holy estate that Barbara and Kenneth wish to enter. They desire our prayers as they begin their marriage in the Lord's name and with His blessing. And so we'll continue now with some readings of God's word. And the first reading comes from the book of Song of Songs, chapter 8. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, the very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man offered for love all the wealth of his house, he would be utterly despised. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Second reading comes from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our final reading is from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Barb and Kenny, this is a wonderful day, isn't it? This is a wonderful day, and what a wonderful opportunity we all have here to celebrate the love that God has for all of us in Christ, but especially to celebrate the love that the two of you share as you're about to be joined in marriage here today. I don't know about you, but I feel like this day kind of snuck up on us a little bit. You know, I feel like it was not too long ago when Barb, you and I sat down for the first time to talk about this day and plan this day, and now here it is, here we are. Time flies when you're having fun, right? It's been really wonderful getting to know the two of you and to see how you care for one another. I know that everybody who's gathered here today is so excited for you. But time really does fly. And it's amazing sometimes how quickly things can change as time passes. I'm sure that the two of you probably never thought that this is exactly the way that your life would unfold. You know, that one day, after being neighbors, after having these conversations over the fence, you know, like Wilson in Home Improvement, right? That all of a sudden, one day it would lead to something more. It would lead to something beautiful. It would lead you on this journey right here, standing before this altar, ready to commit to each other for the rest of your lives. Did you realize today that you are fulfilling one of the greatest commandments that God has ever given to us? We've all heard of the Ten Commandments, right? Jesus took the Ten Commandments, and he broke them down even further into just two commandments. He said, first, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. You know what the second commandment is? Love your neighbor as yourself. In 6 years as a pastor, I've been preaching to people to love their neighbor, and now I have neighbors that have fallen in love. So you guys have taken that whole love your neighbor thing and you've brought it up to the next level. Really, there's so many different ways that our lives can play out, right? So many different circumstances that go way beyond our control. So many different paths each of us can take. And maybe this was at one time a somewhat unexpected path for the two of you. But the one thing that remains consistent, no matter who you are, no matter what situation you're in, is that we are all here. We are placed on this planet to do those two big things, to love God and to love our neighbors. And so even though you guys won't be living as literal neighbors anymore, you know, just with property that borders one another's, you still remain neighbors in the truest sense of the word. In fact, in marriage, our spouses are our first and most important neighbors. And so what God is calling the two of you to do from here on out is to love your neighbor. to love your spouse as much more than you love yourself. So what does that look like? Well, for starters, being a good neighbor means doing a lot of sharing, right? That's what good neighbors do. Good neighbors share. And so we're not just talking about the occasional cup of sugar, right? Or going to borrow the jumper cables or something like that. So now, as you stand here and as you make your vows to one another before God and before all these people gathered here today, now we need to see what this loving our neighbor really looks like for you. And I think as we look at these scripture passages that I just read, it gives us a little bit of insight. And I especially want to highlight the last one from Colossians chapter 3. Because right away in the beginning of this passage, St. Paul basically gives us a list of the things that the Holy Spirit, the qualities the Holy Spirit develops within us as Christians. But I think it really applies well to brides and grooms. Because essentially what we have here is the list of the things that the two of you get to share with each other as neighbors, as husband and wife. Paul mentions compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. It's a pretty great list. Now, if you could share those things with each other perfectly well, then you would have the most successful, most problem-free marriage there ever was. But the truth is, you're not perfect. None of us are perfect, right? You're not Ken and Barbie. You're Barb and Kenny. And there's a difference, right? No matter how hard we try to be perfect, there's always going to be times when our hearts are not compassionate. There's always going to be times when we're not kind, we're not humble, we're not meek, we're not patient. And Paul knows that, which is why he goes on to say this. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And that's really the key right there. Forgiveness. You know, in this broken world, marriage is an opportunity to show and to share forgiveness over and over and over again. The amazing gift that God gave to you in your baptism, the forgiveness of your sins, that's not something that you're called to just keep to yourself. It's something that you're called to share with each other, and to share with the others around you as well. Because that's what neighbors do. And Paul says at the very end of this passage, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. It was Jesus who first showed us the power that sharing can have in this world. It was Jesus who had all of the power, all of the glory that comes along with being the Son of God. And yet he didn't keep that all to himself. He came into this world to share. He came into this world to die on the cross for us and to take away our sin, to give us the hope of eternal life. And so my encouragement to the two of you today is to keep sharing that love of Christ with each other and with the world, to love your neighbor as yourself. May God bless you as you share your lives together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now we'll continue our service as you each announce your intent to be married here today. Kenneth, will you have this woman to be your wedded wife?
I will.
To live together in the holy estate of matrimony as God ordained it. Will you nourish and cherish her as Christ loved his body, the church, giving himself up for her? Will you love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to her alone so long as you both shall live? Then say, I will.
I will.
Barbara, will you have this man to be your wedded husband, to live together in the holy estate of matrimony as God ordained it? Will you work alongside him, support him, help him to accomplish the work God has given him to do? Will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to him alone so long as you both shall live? Then say, I will.
I will.
Okay, Would you please turn toward each other? Kenny, repeat after me. I take you, Barbara.
I take you, Barbara.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
I promise before God.
I promise before God.
And these witnesses.
And these witnesses.
To be your faithful husband.
To be your faithful husband.
To share with you.
To share with you.
In plenty and in want.
In plenty and in want.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and
to forgive and strengthen you,
to forgive and strengthen you,
and to join with you,
and to join with you,
so that together,
so that together,
we may serve God and others,
we may serve God and others,
as long as we both shall live,
as long as we both shall live.
Barb, repeat after me. I take you, Kenneth.
I take you, Kenneth.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
I promise before God.
And these witnesses,
to be your faithful wife,
to be your faithful wife,
to share with you,
to share with you,
in plenty and in want,
in plenty and in want,
in joy and in sorrow,
in joy and in sorrow,
in sickness and in health,
in sickness and in health,
to forgive and strengthen you,
to forgive and strengthen you,
and to join with you,
and to join with you,
so that together,
so that together,
we may serve God and others.
We may serve God and others.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
May I please have the rings? Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty Father, you have generously created all things to serve us for our good. Send your blessing upon this couple who shall wear these rings as a constant reminder of their marital fidelity. Grant that by your mercy, they may live gladly and faithfully in this holy estate, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Kenny, would you take this ring and Barb's left hand? And repeat after me. Receive this ring.
Receive this ring
as a pledge and token,
as a pledge and token
of wedded love,
of wedded love
and faithfulness in the name of the Father,
in the name of the Father
and of the Son,
and of the Son
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Barb, would you take this ring and Kenny's left hand and repeat after me. Receive this ring.
Receive this ring
as a pledge and token,
as a pledge and token
of wedded love,
of wedded love
and
faithfulness
in the name of the Father,
in the name of the Father
and of the Son,
and of the Son
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now that Barb and Kenny have committed themselves to each other in holy matrimony, have given themselves to each other by their solemn pledges, and have declared the same before God and these witnesses, I pronounce them to be husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. What God has joined together, let no one separate. Amen. Kenny, you may now kiss the bride. And at this time, we will now proceed with the lighting of the unity candle.
Thank you.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, grant that by your blessing, Barb and Kenny may live together according to your word and promise. Strengthen them in faithfulness and love toward each other. Sustain and defend them in every trial and temptation. Help them to live in faith toward you, in the communion of your holy church, and in loving service to each other, that they may ever enjoy your heavenly blessing. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, our dwelling place in all generations, look with favor upon the homes of our land. Embrace husbands and wives, parents and children in the arms of your love. And grant that each, in reverence for Christ, fulfill the duties you have given. Bless our homes that they may ever be a shelter for the defenseless, a fortress for the tempted, a resting place for the weary, and a foretaste of our eternal home with you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Would the two of you turn to face those who are gathered? Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Kenneth and Barbara Black. And leave today with this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen.